Minnesota News Network. Good afternoon, I'm Brent Palm. Investigators in Cass County are marking 25 years since Rachel Anthony disappeared in Pine River, and they're renewing their call for information in the unsolved case. MNN's Tasha Radel reports.
Rachel Anthony was closing the liquor store just before 10 o'clock on February 27, 2001. Her car was found still running around 1 a.m. The back door was unlocked and her purse and coat were inside. Anthony's body was found 6 weeks later near Breezy Point. The last transaction at 9:57 p.m. was a purchase of Mickey's Malt Liquor and Cool Cigarettes. The buyer has never been identified and remains a person of interest. Cass County Sheriff Brian Welk says they hope someone with even the smallest detail will come forward.
Significant snowfalls accumulating in parts of northern and northeastern Minnesota. Nathan Lynham of the National Weather Service in Duluth says there's already a foot on the ground along the North Shore.
We are looking at that heaviest snowfall further inland, the Iron Range up into the borderlands, especially kind of going over towards Lake of the Woods too. That will stretch across much of far north central Minnesota.
It's been raining in central and southern Minnesota, and that's changing over to light snow as temperatures fall. A red flag warning is in effect today for three counties in southwestern Minnesota where there's no snowpack. The National Weather Service is warning of extreme fire risk conditions in Jackson, Nobles, and Rock counties. Forecasters say fires can spread quickly and grow out of control with strong wind gusts and low humidity. The Minnesota DNR will not issue burning permits in those three counties, and campfires are discouraged today. The thousands of school bus drivers in Minnesota are being honored today with a statewide Appreciation Day. Nick Clatius of the Minnesota Association for Pupil Transportation says they pick up and drop off a lot of kids.
Over 700,000 every day, the trips in between and everything else that takes place, special education and things like that, also pre-K, it's a lot of students. It's closer to 780,000 students each day.
Clatius says the School Bus Driver Appreciation Day is a great way to recognize their efforts and contributions to the community. And the Minnesota State High School Girls Hockey Tournament is underway in downtown St. Paul. Warroad and Laverne are playing the first Class A quarterfinal today at Grand Casino Arena. Defending champ Dodge County plays Proctor Hermantown in the second game. Breck and St. Cloud face off at 6 p.m. And Mankato East and Blake play the final Class A matchup. This is MNN.